The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
Deirdre Malumbi and Brian Lloyd from entertainment.ie are with us. The Golden Globes on last night. We're going to whiz through the winners. And let's start actually by hearing a little bit from the Irish directed and written movie, which took four awards. Let's hear a little bit from Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri.
I'd do anything to catch the guy who did it, Mrs. Hayes, but when the DNA don't match no one who's ever been arrested, and when the DNA don't match any other crime nationwide, and when there wasn't a single eyewitness from the time she left your house to the time we found her, well, right now, there ain't too much more we can do.
Could pull blood from every man and boy in this town over the age of 8.
Their civil rights laws prevents that, Mrs. Hayes. And what if he was just passing through town?
Pull blood from every man in the country, then.
Then what if he was just passing through the country?
If it was me, I'd start up a database. Every male baby that's born, stick him on it. And as soon as he'd done something wrong, cross-reference it, make 100% certain it was a correct match, then kill him.
Yeah, well, there's definitely civil rights laws prevents that. I'm doing everything I can to track him down. I don't think those billboards is very fair.
The time it took you to get out here whining like a bitch, Willoughby, some other poor girl's probably out there being butchered right now. But I'm glad you got your priorities straight. I'll say that for you.
Best Motion Picture Drama, Best Screenplay for Martin McDonagh, Best Actress, Frances McDormand, Best Supporting Actress, Sam Rockwell for Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. We'll be reviewing it in detail later in the week. Last time, actually, Sam Rockwell and Martin McDonagh were here for their last movie in the studio.
Seven Psychopaths.
Yeah. Which was only all right.
Yeah, well, I liked it.
I actually quite liked it. Yeah, I watched it on Netflix this weekend.
So. Okay, but what is this one? Deirdre, you have seen Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. Is it a worthy winner?
I'm not sure. I mean, Brian and I, when we were first talking about this, we really thought Dunkirk was going to be the film to take away the awards for both Best Drama and Best Director. And interestingly, the one who took away Best Director was Guillermo del Toro for The Shape of Water. Now, The Shape of Water was another one I really would have loved to see get Best Drama. Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri, for me, it just wasn't great. It wasn't my favourite Martin McDonagh movie, and it just wasn't my favourite in that particular category. But that's only because there were so many strong movies. Now, with the performances, that's a different story. I thought Frances McDormand was pretty amazing as
she
the lead.
Tends to be.
Yes, yeah. And Sam Rockwell as well. They were both brilliant. So definitely those were well-deserved. Best movie, I'm not so sure about
it. Let's hear Saoirse Ronan accept her Best Actress in a Motion Picture. I think this was for comedy, is it?
Yeah, Best Actress, comedy and musical. Yeah.
This is from the movie Lady Bird.
Thank you. My mom's on FaceTime over there on someone's phone right now. So, hi. I have no time at all to say thank you, but I just want to say how inspirational it's been to be in this room tonight. I'm here with my best friend, Eileen, and I just want to thank HFPA for the award, A24, Greta, all the producers on the film, all of the women who I love so much in my own life who support me every single day, my mother, who's on FaceTime, and Margot, and all of my friends and my family, and actually everyone in this room. So thank you so much for this. Thank you.
Okay, Lady Bird, when is that coming to Ireland?
That's coming out February 10th, I want to say. It's late, mid to late February.
But either of you seen the chat?
I've seen it, I've seen it. It is incredible. Like, she absolutely deserved to win that. And to be fair, in that category, she was the clear favourite to win. And I'd nearly put her for Best Actress in the upcoming Oscars as well.
I think she could win it.
Like, I think this will be her year. She was incredible in it. She absolutely deserved to win it. Now, Greta Gerwig wasn't nominated for Best Director, which was a bit of an upset. A lot of people expected her to be nominated.
Yeah, and actually, let's hear what Natalie Portman had to say with the lack of female nominees in the Best Director categories.
And here are the all-male nominees.
Yeah. And let's hear what Barbara Streisand had to say when presenting the award for Best Drama Motion Picture. She's the only woman who has actually won the Best Director award.
So backstage I heard they said something about my, I was the only woman to get, did I hear right? Yes, the only woman to get the Best Director Award. And you know, that was 1984? That was 34 years ago? Folks, time's up! We need more women directors and more women to be nominated for Best Director. There are so many films out there that are so good directed by women.
should she have been nominated?
Definitely, yes.
But the bigger issue is probably the studios don't give director jobs to women, do they? Or very rarely.
I think it is partly that, but I think it is also like awards recognition is a big thing. I'm really happy that Natalie Portman and Barbara Streisand actually said those words, because I think that that could just give Greta Gerwig the boost that she needs to get the Best Director Oscar nomination,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, but even as well as the fact that Patty Jenkins directed Wonder Woman this year and, like I say, Greta Gerwig directed Lady Bird, both of them should have been nominated. They really should have been nominated. Like, Patty Jenkins did a fantastic job at Wonder Woman, managed to make this really engaging and compelling comic book film, and Lady Bird was brilliant, and it got nominated for Best Picture as well. So that's usually kind of goes that if you get nominated for Best Picture, you're certain to get nominated for Best Director.
I'm going to talk about Oprah Winfrey tomorrow night with Carla Marion during our weekly American Spot. But the Me Too thing, did it become the big dominant theme last night, Georgia?
Oh, for certain, yeah. Yeah, I mean, there is, so everybody there wore black. Seth Meyers was kind of, I thought that he did really well with the opening monologue to both, you know, draw attention to this and like kind of highlight the seriousness of it, but also kind of make jokes about it as well. And I think that, like, you know, like we heard there with Natalie Portman and Barbara Streisand, kind of bringing it into the broader issue of just the fact that there needs to be more equality in the industry. The film industry is just still so heavily male dominated. And I think that all of these issues are kind of connected, and that hopefully now that we've drawn so much, you know, attention to this, that things will only get better from here on.
Last word to you, Brian Lloyd.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Everything he said is absolutely right. And I think come the Oscars, there's going to be, you know, a much... I mean, the thing about the Oscars is that it has a far broader voting pool than the Golden Globes. Golden Globes only has 90 voters in it. The Oscars has thousands.
One listener says, what about Catherine Bigelow for The Hurt Locker? She's probably the only female director to have won an Oscar in recent years.
Yeah. I think she's one of the most recent years anyway, yeah.
And she has
no, she's the first. You're right. She is the first.
Barbara Streisand was referring to the Golden Globes.
Yes.
Whereas Catherine Bigelow won the Oscars.
Yes.
Thank you very much, Georgia Malumbi and Brian Lloyd, for joining us here on The Last Word on Today FM.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.